540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Crew members of the massive cargo ship that brought down Baltimore's Key Bridge remain on board the vessel, keeping things running as the Army Corps of Engineers and others assess how best to get it out of the way to open up the port of Baltimore. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports from the scene.
The cargo ship Dolly is almost as long as the Chrysler Building in New York City is tall. The wreckage blocking access to one of the nation's busiest ports. We're surveying the damage with the commander of the Army Corps of Engineers.
The president called me yesterday and we spoke for a few minutes, and he made it clear this was the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers' number one priority.
Will this be an around-the-clock effort?
We're going to go 24/7.
That sounds like a massive effort.
It is a massive effort.
Federal emergency funds are now being activated for use at Baltimore Harbor. A 22-year-old man has been charged with four counts of first-degree murder in a deadly rampage that left four killed and others wounded in Rockville, Illinois. CBS's Sabrina Franza has more.
According to authorities, the suspect, 22-year-old Christian Soto, had just smoked marijuana with his friend, Jacob Schubach. Soto claims it was laced and that he became paranoid.
He said he retrieved a knife from the kitchen at Jacob's house and proceeded to stab Jacob.
Soto then went on a rampage, police say, breaking into homes and attacking people at random.
Police are trying to determine a motive for the attacks. It's Good Friday, and in Rome, Pope Francis has a busy day as Easter Sunday approaches. More on that from CBS's Sabina Castelfranco.
On Good Friday, Pope Francis will take part in the Passion of the Lord service in St. Peter's Basilica in the afternoon, and then travel at night to Rome's ancient Colosseum for the Way of the Cross procession, reenacting Christ's crucifixion.
A deadly bus accident in the northern part of South Africa has left only one passenger alive, the BBC's Stuart McIntosh.
Police in South Africa are investigating why a bus plunged off an elevated section of road into a ravine, killing at least 45 people. The passengers were travelling to an Easter church service. The vehicle ploughed through a crash barrier and hurtled 15 metres to the ground below, where it burst into flames. An 8-year-old girl is thought to be the only survivor.
It's about to cost you more to have fries with that or any other fast foods in California.
The LA Times reports Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Jack in the Box, and Shake Shack are all planning to raise menu prices, lay off employees, or cut their hours.
That's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. The top United Nations court has ordered Israel to start improving the humanitarian situation in Gaza. That includes opening more land crossings to allow food, water, fuel, and other supplies in. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in Rockford, Illinois are sharing more about four people who were stabbed to death Wednesday afternoon.
A 15-year-old girl, a 63-year-old woman, a 49-year-old man, and a 22-year-old man. Seven other people were injured, and Rockford's police chief says one of those is in critical condition.
Reporter Mark Remillard says one of the victims was a letter carrier for the post office. We still don't know the suspect's motive. Wildlife officials have found a dozen new viruses in Wisconsin fish, including a type of coronavirus found in walleyes. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources tests sport fish from time to time. Researchers at the University of Wisconsin say the fish coronavirus is a close cousin to a virus that kills birds. Scientists say people cannot get it. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Pelicans in New Orleans. The final 107-100. Milwaukee now losing two in a row after that double overtime loss to the Lakers at home Tuesday night. Forward Malik Beasley had a good night, connecting 6 3-pointers and still losing the game.
That's where I felt like we lost the game. Just kept running down and running back because of turnovers. And I feel like the majority of our losses have come from us. There's been too many times where I'm like, damn, they just beat our ass. We just got to continue to keep learning from each other. I don't think people realize, you know, this is only Chris's third game back with everybody, so we're still trying to figure rhythm. He's doing an amazing job. You know, he's my vet, talking to me all the time. And we all just got to find that rhythm, figure out how we can, you know, get ready for playoffs. Around this time is where you start building momentum and figuring out the rotation and things like that.
That's the Bucks' Malik Beasley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clear to mostly clear skies for the overnight. Upper 20s as you get up and around Friday morning with light north winds. More clouds on the way Friday, highs in the lower 40s. Rain becomes likely Friday night, could have some rumbles of thunder, lows dropping to the upper 30s. Right now it's 28.
Hey everybody, Todd Lobel, Friday noon to 2, talking to Brady Ewing and the Week in Review right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. So great to have you with me on this Thursday night, Easter weekend. Kind of feels like a long weekend. For some people it is, I guess. But this is the Thursday before a big holiday. Those are always fun. Those are always fun Thursdays. Great to have you with me. Tonight we are broadcasting statewide from City Deck Landing here in downtown Green Bay at WGBW. Riding alongside tonight is my trusted compadre, Conrad with a K. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and I got to say happy birthday.
Oh, listen to you. Thank you very much. Is today my birthday?
I think so, right?
I don't know. All I know is I'm in my mid-30s. I can't remember.
I thought it was 20s.
Yeah, it was 20s. Sorry.
So I actually got a special song for you.
You do?
Remember during Christmas when we were going over the worst Christmas songs?
Oh, my God. Yes, there's so many of them.
Well, let me just play this, and then we'll get your reaction to...
Okay. All right. Oh, dear God. I am allergic to dogs, first of all. Where did you find that?
If you look up any song on YouTube and say
"there's dogs,"
performed by dogs, it will come up.
That is absolutely awful. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Of course.
That was exciting. It is my birthday. So, okay, you know. I have to say, I don't know. A lot of people get birthday wishes on Facebook. And I was so overwhelmed when I first joined Facebook. I was like, I don't want that pressure. So I don't think I ever put my birthday on Facebook. I didn't want people to feel like they had to wish me a happy birthday. I didn't want the responsibility of like maybe forgetting to wish somebody a happy birthday. Cause you know, when social media started, it's like, are they keeping track of this? Can people tell? Like, I just didn't want to play the game. I don't know if I made an adjustment or what, but I woke up today and there were a ton of Facebook happy birthday. And all it takes is one person. And then, you know, other people see, oh, it's his birthday. So it was very nice. And now I'm kind of glad. Now I'm overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed. That's why I didn't want to play the Facebook birthday game. And now I'm overwhelmed with love. So I am going to play moving forward. I will be wishing everybody happy birthday on Facebook if I get a notification. So that was kind of fun. And when is your birthday, by the way, Conrad?
June 10th.
Okay.
If you'll remember it.
That's a good...
It's a good day. Not
Are
a lot
we
of
Facebook
people
friends. I'll remember it on Facebook and then that'll help me remember in real life. Yeah. It's do you do that? Do you do the happy birthday on the social media?
You know, I really just don't go on Facebook that much. So,
well, you're younger. What do you do? Instagram?
More just people texting me saying happy birthday.
Yeah.
That's the way, you know, But no, I really don't go on Facebook. I'll see like someone posted them. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how it was today. And I got like all the my family and close friends were like texts. And then you get stuff you haven't heard from for in forever from people on Facebook, which I have to say I really enjoyed. It was nice to hear from those people. A lot of them I thought were jerks, but that's a joke. So anyway, yeah, it's good. We'll celebrate this weekend, maybe a little dinner and a movie, something simple. But thank you for that. So moving on, you know, we probably should have come up with a birthday question, but I wasn't really going to mention my birthday until you said that. So now I kind of don't know what to do. Is there a birthday? What's a good birthday question? Like who do you
share a birthday with?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. What celebrity do you share a birthday with?
Do people know that offhand, do you think?
See, just you can go on famous birthdays and, you know, there's...
Yeah.
I know I share a birthday with Bill Burr.
Okay.
Other than that, Prince Philip.
Oh, he's not that pervy creep, is he?
I don't know.
No, that's Andrew. Andrew.
I'm just looking at famous birthdays right now because I had no idea.
You don't want to wait till June 10th till we update the sheet. I always forget because I was doing the sheet last night and I'm like, oh yeah, Vince Vaughn, Julia Stiles, who I co-wrote a movie called A Guy Thing that MGM released in 2003, 2004, right in there somewhere. And Julia Stiles was the co-lead, female lead of the film. And they never let me anywhere near the set. So I couldn't tell her we share the same birthday. But if I ever do, we will have two things in common. A Guy Thing. A film that the studio more or less ruined, and the same birthday. So Lady Gaga shares my birthday, or I share her birthday. I guess that would be an easier way to say it. So
there you go.
Yeah, that's something.
And Vince Vaughn.
That's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
I could say that if I ever meet Vince Vaughn. He'll just make fun of me, though, in his Vince Vaughn way. So you could share that with us. Let's do this. Let's just open up the questions, because this is what I saw this today. I thought this was really funny. Todd Michaels shares a sheet for Mino and the Mayor every day of like interesting things that have happened over history. In 1974, a streaker ran onto the set of The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. That's all the info. I don't know if it was a man, a woman. It's probably a man, I'm sure, because women don't typically streak, because that's a total man thing. And there is nothing funnier than a naked guy in public, who was just completely irreverent and clueless. So let's add that to our questions. What is the best venue or worst venue to streak?
Well, I feel like a lot of them at the NBA games or anything like that, you're getting banned for life. So those are all bad.
Those are bad. Yeah, you don't want to do that. Where is it? I mean, it's never appropriate to streak, but unless you're in your own home. It kind of takes the fun out of it, though. If nobody's looking, what's the point? I got to say, yeah, I don't know. Did you hear that story recently? A guy bet that there would be a streaker. Was it the Super Bowl?
I think it was the Super Bowl?
And he put a bet down saying there will be a streaker, and then he streaked. And he made like $300,000.
They probably have never put that that bet down again.
Yeah, right. Don't open it up. To anybody. The guy, I'm sure they took him down hard and he probably paid for it. Got some grass stains in very undesirable places, but.
See, what would have been smart, he had a friend that was in on it too, who put down the bet. And then his friend streaked.
Yeah.
That would have been smart.
Could have really cleaned up, yeah. Yeah, no kidding. All right, so what's the best venue to streak? It's Vince Vaughn's birthday too. What is your favorite Vince Vaughn movie? You can answer any of these. Let's just have some fun. And who do you share a birthday with? There's a lot of information there, a lot of stuff for you to share, and a lot of ways for you to be part of the show tonight. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app. That is a great way to text, a great way to get involved in the show. You can take it with you anywhere you go. It's very easy to use, and there's a little text icon right there. Conrad, my good man, tell people how they can watch on the stream.
Yeah, so Facebook, we're on WGBW and Nightlight with Peach Waba. On YouTube, we're under Civic Media. And on Twitter or X, WGBW.
I just noticed that this is also National Something on a Stick Day.
Huh.
And I thought that would be a terrible punishment for a streaker. streaker on a stick. Some fun guests tonight, too, folks. Glad you're here. Dr. Nick Phillips is going to join me from UW-Eau Claire. He is the chair of the music department and musical theater department. They have a really cool event happening this week in Eau Claire. So I want to make you guys all aware of it. If you're up for a road trip, check it out. If you live in the Eau Claire area, you're probably familiar with it, but they do a Viennese night, and it sounds really fun. So Dr. Nick Phillips is going to come on and tell us all about it. It's for a good cause, and it really helps the university, too. He's coming up at 7:35. Mike Clemens Sports will be here at 8:05. Mike will talk a little bit about the Brewers and the Packers after the owners' meetings and Marquette. He'll touch on just about everything like he usually does. And then a guest I'm pretty excited to have here, too, in the second hour. Very excited to have Greg Bach, a fellow comedian and a host here at Civic Media. He is the co-host of Matt and Air on Air. And he sits opposite Jane, who it's such a great show. I was on their show a couple weeks ago. They were nice enough to have me on. And I wanted to have Greg on the show. We had Jane on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Jane on a few weeks ago. And now we're going to have Greg on the show. And he's going to talk about the comedy scene in Milwaukee and what they're doing on Matt and Air on the Air. Some really cool stuff. Greg will be along at 8:35. So a pretty full show here tonight. And we're talking about I'm just going to go over this one more time, Conrad. Tonight's question, what is the best venue to streak? If you had to streak, where would you? Where would you strip down to your birthday suit and take off a running? Give me the best, I don't know, Christmas parade?
I don't know, but there's a lot of...
There's something about inappropriateness that just cracks me up and just brings things to a standstill. There's a great... One of the greatest hoaxers, and this is what he called himself. His name was Alan Abel. We should get him on the show. He's one of the greatest hoaxers in American history. And he started a campaign because he was offended and disgusted by animals walking around naked. And he started a fund. He started a big group saying it was a clothe animals movement. And people went nuts for it. Like, they started sending him money. He had to stop because it's illegal to take money for something like that. He got the idea when two cows were having sex in the middle of a road and traffic was stopped on like a country highway. And he said he looked into the other cars and people were disgusted and mortified at this natural thing. And they just were so uptight, and he laughed hysterically. And that's why he started this movement to clothe animals. And ultimately it had to go by the wayside because you can't take money. I think that was what his thing was. He also started a campaign to outlaw public breastfeeding. And he ended up getting on the nightly news. Tom Brokaw interviewed him, and Alan was just throwing these statistics out. Like, before the internet, you could just say anything, and if you said it confidently, people bought it. And he was quoting stats to Brokaw saying, Tom, the Minnesota Committee of Normalcy did a study and said Brokaw is just nodding. Like, it was gorgeous. Google him. Alan Abel, very funny guy. Where would you streak? If you had to streak, where would you? What's your favorite Vince Vaughn movie? Who do you share a birthday with? It's my birthday, and I'm happy to share it all with you. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. More fun coming up next.
You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms and you do the things you do, you can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I ate at gas stations today. You took me to the finer gas station.
You drove, dude. What are you talking about? You're a grown-ass man. You go get yourself a piece of cherry pie, man. What do you want me to do?
Do I look like a roasted turkey to you right now? I know you're hungry. Like the cartoon style?
You do look like a...
Beef? A little piece of bacon, a slab of meat, something?
Oh, yeah.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. So, our question tonight is where would you streak? Where would you want to streak? Where would you streak if you had to streak? A streaker was arrested on this day in 1974. Where was that again? Did I miss that? No, yeah, 1974. Oh, the set of The Tonight Show. That's right. So, that's our question tonight. Also, you can share what your favorite Vince Vaughn movie is and who you share a birthday with. Vince Vaughn shares one with me. That's been, it's really brought me no satisfaction in my adult life, but we already have some pretty good texts here. Sherry from Horicon says, happy birthday, Pete. Thank you, Sherry. I miss you on the stream tonight. Maybe Sherry's Facebook is down or something, but great to hear from you, and thank you for the wishes, Sherry. From the 608, Jimmy K says, happy birthday, Pete. The worst place to streak would be Lambeau Field in December or January. Shrinkage is a bitch. I mean, I agree with that, Jimmy, but like, if you're streaking, you're not really worried. I mean, it just seems like it's out of your control. Do you have a little bit of shrinkage when you're sprinting? I don't know. But yeah, December and January would probably not be the most ideal. From the 608, also, this texter says the State of the Union. That would be a great place to streak. Oh, I love it. I bet people never thought to streak at the State of the Union. Probably hard to get past, you know, security. Although you're obviously not hiding anything. Tom from New Berlin says Wedding Crashers, favorite Vince Vaughn film. Yeah, that's a great one. I would have to say, my favorite Vince Vaughn movie would have to be Swingers. He was still new. There was like no pretense. Like, I just totally bought him in that role. And I knew guys like that. The hipster dudes in LA that just, you know, think they have all the answers. And act like they do. And sometimes they pull it off. He was very funny in Swingers. That was a great movie.
Have you seen Delivery Man?
No, I have not. Good?
It's a dark comedy.
Okay.
There's some really dark parts in it, but I think that's my favorite movie from him. Because
I'll have to check that out.
It's more serious of a role for him.
Yeah. He's a good actor. Look, yeah. He's great at comedy. He's like Chevy Chase in the sense that he's always playing himself, but it works. Carla, Aunt Carla checking in. She says, I share birthdays with Bret Michaels and President Andrew Jackson. I don't plan on streaking in my That question is pretty much for guys, I guess. Because, yeah, no woman's going to streak. Women are more mature and self-confident. I don't plan on streaking, and my favorite Vince Vaughn is Dodgeball. Yes, that is a great one. And back to flying tonight. Leave Chicago in an hour. Hopefully, no streakers. On a plane, that would be torture. That would throw everything into a... They'd probably emergency land if you tried to streak. You know, this is a funny... God, this just brought back a memory. I did a show called Caroline's Comedy Hour in the 90s when I was a stand-up comic. My buddy Jimmy Pardo and I both got booked on the show, I think separate tapings, but the same day. So we flew to New York together. We were stuck on a runway for, it had to be like 3 hours. It was brutal. So we started having cocktails and getting silly. And at one point I said, how much would you give me if I took my shirt off and just walked to the bathroom with no shirt on? I wasn't going to really push it and get arrested by an air marshal. Like in my underwear, but I thought topless, shirtless Schwab, but walk into the bathroom. And we discussed it and we decided it wasn't worth But that's as close as I've ever come to streaking on an airplane. And I'm glad I didn't do it. I did do that in a movie theater once to a friend, to my buddy Graham Elwood. 920, Steve from Florida says, happy birthday, Pete. A little Krieger history. At Aunt Carla's graduation day from UW La Crosse, there was a streaker that ran across the field in front of the graduation grounds. Something that brings back a funny memory on my sister's historic day. So why didn't Aunt Carla mention that? I wonder if she forgot. Maybe it was a forgettable streaker. That's bad, too. You don't want to be that guy. Like the streaker you don't even remember. I don't know. I think you'd want to be remembered. Carla says, can't find you on Facebook tonight, Conrad. What can we do about that? Not Carla. I'm sorry. Sherry.
Yeah, so I think Facebook is having a problem with StreamYard today.
Okay.
But we are live on YouTube and on Twitter or X. So if you want, you can find us on YouTube. But yeah, Facebook is down, I believe, right now for streams.
You know what I think happened? I think somebody, there was a streaker on Facebook and somebody, they shut the whole damn thing down because this guy had to be naked. Yeah. Well, find us at those two places, Sherry. We hope you're enjoying the show anyway. And then Tom from New Berlin. Wait a minute. Oh my God. We're getting so many texts that keeps popping up. Tom from New Berlin says, I agree. What an actor. Yeah. Vince Vaughn. Okay. I'm with you, Tom. Sherry also says, no live shows. Just okay. All right. Well, we'll get it figured out, Sherry. Great to have you with us either way. So there you go. So where would you streak if you had to? Where would you want to streak? Or you could say where, if you had to streak, what would be the perfect venue? Again, I am not condoning streaking. I am not trying to get people to streak. Although we did have an incident here when Kristen Lyerly was here. That wasn't really streaking, though. And that was just a woman at the bars. Like, people are crazy if they have a few drinks. But so where would you streak if you had to? That's the question. You can also share your favorite Vince Vaughn movie with us and who you share a birthday with. It's good that when you share a birthday with people that, like, you're kind of proud to share. Like, I have no problem with Lady Gaga, Julia Stiles, Vince Vaughn. But, like, what if you shared a birthday with, like, Ed Gein, Jeffrey Dahmer? That would be a real drag. Speaking of Vince Vaughn, we have a great clip. Do we have time for this clip, Conrad? Or should we save it?
We can play the 10-second one.
A 10-second clip. All right, here's a...
But it's so good.
Set this up. It is funny. Set this up for people.
Yeah, so this is the scene in Anchorman when all the news stations are all in that weird alley and they're all talking to each other. And Vince Vaughn has the best laugh out of everyone in that movie.
Hey, nice clothes, gentlemen. I didn't know the Salvation Army was having a sale. Am I right? Am I right? Look at these guys.
God, that's so bad. That reminds me of the first time I ever heard this line was in Footloose. Christopher Penn, God rest his soul. He played Kevin Bacon's best friend in Footloose. And they didn't get along at first. Before they became friends, they pass each other in the hall at the school. I don't know if Kevin Bacon bumped into him or whatever, and Christopher Penn insulted Kevin Bacon, the new kid. Kevin Bacon, he wouldn't let up. And Kevin Bacon finally says, that's a nice shirt. Yeah, they sell men's clothes where you got that? Great line. All right. Share your favorite streaking venue, your favorite Vince Vaughn movie or scene. And what was our other one, Conrad? Who do you share a birthday with?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And coming up next, we can ask these questions to our next guest, Dr. Nick Phillips. He's going to join us from UW-Eau Claire to tell us about a really fun event they have going on this weekend. Lots of fun coming up on Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And she can't do a thing to me.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Maryland Governor Wes Moore warns of a long road ahead for rebuilding the Down Key Bridge and getting the Port of Baltimore back to normal. CBS's Chris Van Cleve has some perspective on the job ahead.
That giant piece of the bridge that's resting on the bow, they estimate that weighs between 3,000 and 4,000 tons. Here's the problem. The biggest crane on the East Coast can only lift 1,000 tons.
A 22-year-old man is facing multiple murder charges in the stabbing rampage at Rockford, Illinois. Four people killed, others hurt, and all on the mind of Mayor Tom McNamara.
Our focus today and in the coming weeks as Mayor of Rockford is taking care of those directly impacted and our community at large.
It's Good Friday with Pope Francis at Easter weekend events.
This year, the Pope has decided to write the reflections that will accompany the 14 stations himself. In the past, these were written by different individuals.
CBS's Sabina Castelfranco. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tuition at University of Wisconsin schools would go up by 3.75% next school year if the Board of Regents approves the proposal next week. UW System President Jay Rothman says that's about the same as the rate of inflation. Even with an increase, Rothman says UW tuition would still be the most affordable in the Midwest. March is a big month for college basketball and for gambling addiction problems. Rose Blazinski heads the Wisconsin Council on Problem Gambling. She says it's especially risky for young adults.
They're at a time in their life where they're high risk takers to start, and gambling fits right in with that, especially the sports betting. It makes them feel important. If you're winning, you can brag to all your friends.
March is Problem Gambling Awareness Month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 44 this afternoon. Clouds will increase by late afternoon with a chance of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm by tonight. And the rain could be heavy at times with up to a half inch or more possible. Our low tonight, 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You're listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Great to have you with me tonight on this Thursday night of Easter weekend, heading into a long weekend for many people. We will read more of your texts shortly. Basically, we have many questions tonight. We're not just going with one. What is the best venue to streak? Like, if you had to, or where would you want to streak? What's your favorite Vince Vaughn movie? And who do you share a birthday with? Be sure and share all of this. We've got some great text so far. The best one so far is I would streak at the State of the Union address. That would really be something. You'd get both sides. That would be a bipartisan standing ovation if you were a good streaker. Okay. So coming up at 8:05, Mike Clemens will be here. He'll tell us a little bit about Marquette, the Bucks, Packers owners meetings. And then at 8:35 from Matt Nair on Air, co-host Greg Bach and comedian Greg Bach will be here at 8:35. Right now, I'm excited to welcome this next guest to Nightlight from the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, Dr. Nick Phillips. He's the chair of the Department of Theater Arts and Music and a professor of the piano. But right now, he's a guest on Nightlight, and I'm happy to have him. Hello, Dr. Nick.
Hi there, Pete. How are you?
Good. Do you ever get jokes about the Simpsons character, Dr. Nick?
Yeah, for a long time, I actually had a picture of Dr. Nick on my door.
Oh, I love it. He was one of my favorite fringe Simpsons characters. That's quite an honor for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So before you have a big event coming up. Before we get into that, you sound like, just in your title, an incredibly busy guy, and we really appreciate your time tonight. What do you do there at the University of Wisconsin? And tell us a little bit about your life there as a professor.
Sure, yeah. So I've been teaching here since 2007, and for the last 16 years, just as a professor of piano. So teach mostly one-on-one lessons, class piano, piano literature, piano pedagogy, all the piano classes. And then starting in this past May, I took over as chair of the Department of Music and Theater Arts. So my role has shifted this past academic year to more administrative and less teaching, but I do still teach and perform quite a lot.
Well, is that bad or good? Do you like the administrative stuff, or do you miss teaching more?
You know, so far so good. I still get to teach and keep my teaching chops, you know, ready.
Yeah. So how did you end up at UW-Eau Claire? Are you a native Wisconsinite? Where do you come from, Dr. Nick?
I am from Indiana originally, studied throughout the Midwest. I moved here from Kansas City, where I did my doctorate. The first time I'd stepped a foot in this fine state was on my interview April of 2007. So
no kidding.
I'm not a native Wisconsinite.
Okay. That's okay. Right. Everybody's got to be from somewhere. Do you miss Indiana?
Right. Not especially.
Thank you for your honesty. You guys have a really cool event coming up there, Dr. Nick. The Viennese Ball on April 5th and 6th. And I just saw that in a Wisconsin events calendar. I thought it sounded like a really cool event for college students. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, it's a great event. And we get a lot of college students that come, both current students and alumni that come back to campus, but also equal parts community. Members of the community, members of the state come back for the event. We're in our 49th year. And
of this event? Oh my gosh.
Wow. Next year will be our 50th year. And it's a two-night event. It's really modeled after the big Viennese balls, you know, in Austria.
Yeah.
There's a formal component to it, right, where people dress up and they can dance waltzes as our orchestra plays. There's German food, German beer, German desserts available for purchase. But it really involves our entire department. So we have ensembles that play, like orchestra, jazz band, choirs. And then we have just tons of students that play in various settings throughout the night, you know, pianists, singers, musical theater, guitar, you name it. We have students performing.
That is really cool. And it goes to a good cause, right? The proceeds, can you talk a little? I know some of it goes back to the university, which is great. But tell us where the proceeds go.
Yeah, so it's 100% of the revenue after expenses for the event are taken care of, go to scholarships for our music and theater arts students. So over the course of the ball's tenure of 49 years, we've raised like between $1.5 and $2 million in scholarships that we give to our students.
That is outstanding. So how did this start? Like, I had no idea. First of all, it was around for 49 years, but, and it comes all the way from, modeled after a Kaiser Ball in Austria. What was the genesis of, how did this start at UW-Eau Claire?
Yeah. Yeah. So there was a community member named Ada Bors, who was a community member in our school orchestra back in the 70s. And she spent some time in Austria and traveled a lot and, you know, saw operas and symphonies. And it was really sort of her brainchild and members of the community that came together to put it, you know, to get it off the ground. And I was just reading about the history of the ball. And I think it was the very first year the university had to actually get special permission, like from the university senate and then from the board of regents, to actually even be able to sell alcohol, because that wasn't something that was possible on campuses.
That was going to be one of my questions too. We have a lot of different beers, it sounds like, but I guess there's a lot of alumni too there too. Do a lot of kids have fake IDs, or how do they do that?
Yes, no. So yeah, so you have to get. I mean, you have to get, just like at any event, you get checked, your ID gets checked, and you get a wristband if you are of age and you want to, you know, buy adult beverages.
My guest is from UW-Eau Claire, Dr. Nick Phillips. He is the chair of the Department of Theater Arts and Music and a professor of the piano. We are discussing their really, really fun event this weekend. So how many people attend this?
So it depends on, you know, it depends on the year, obviously, but we cap the attendance at 1500 each night. And we'd love to sell it out, you know, returning from the COVID era years where we had to shut the ball down. And then we did a virtual ball one year and then a masked ball one year. And we're finally back to, you know, back to normal. And ticket sales are strong.
That's fantastic. So in this day and age, and I'm kind of a casual guy myself for the most part, so I love the idea of dressing up the few times I get to do it. How are the kids? Like, this seems almost as educational to them as it is an opportunity to sort of dress up. Do they take to it? Do they enjoy that element of it, the elegance?
Yeah, they really do. You know, it's like, you'll see a lot of tuxedos. You'll see a lot of suits, three-piece suits, formal gowns. And that goes for both students and community members.
That's pretty cool. And like, is there an expense to kids, or is it paid for? Is it like prom where they have to go out and get formal clothing?
Yeah, it's you know, some people call it an adult prom because, you know, we have things at the V-ball that weren't at least out in the open in high school proms. And so the students have to purchase a ticket just like the community members, although the student tickets are significantly cheaper.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they, you know, they provide their own formal wear. But we have some local partners in the community who, you know, offer discounted dresses and discounted tuxedo rentals.
Nick, is this something people can, in the community, like you said, it's open to community too. Are there still tickets available, and can people still purchase them and attend?
You sure can. So you can purchase a ticket for Friday, or you can purchase a ticket for Saturday, or for both. A lot of people make it an event. You know, they come into town, maybe parents of current students, or, you know, alumni. They'll come and get a hotel room and just make a whole weekend of it.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact website, but if you just Google Viennese Ball, UWEC, you know, it'll take you right to the page with ticket information.
Yeah. I mean, I found it like in two clicks literally the other day when I was surfing around for stuff. So I don't think people will have trouble finding it. I'm going to ask you something a little different here. We broadcast statewide, but we're out of Green Bay. I have a daughter who's really into musical theater. She's a freshman in college this year. She's going somewhere next year, but, you know, UW Green Bay, last I heard, they were shutting down their musical theater as a major. How does that happen? I mean, you guys seem to have a really good program there. And is yours in any danger? I feel like when we take these things away from kids, especially as I understand it, UWGB is the fastest growing university in Wisconsin. So that surprised me. Can you speak to that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know all the specifics for your campus. I did hear that the theater program was having trouble there. Like there was talk of cutting that program. I don't know about musical theater there. You know, I think it's a shame. I think that sometimes administrators look at numbers and try to find programs to cut. And it, as you say, it's a real shame when the arts are targeted in that way. I think for our campus, we are a large department. We have about 460 students in our music and theater programs, and we have a number of certificates, like a dance certificate and a recording arts certificate and a songwriting certificate. So we're in a pretty good position on our campus, and we enjoy a lot of support from our administration, which is really great.
That's huge. I really hope you guys keep it going, because it seems like the arts programs are the first ones to go, and it just irritates me to no end. So
yeah, agreed.
Before I let you get out of here, what we do on this show, Nick, is we talk about movies and TV. So when you're not studying the finer arts or watching your fantastic students or putting on these amazing events, what do you watch? What do you binge watch or cringe watch, or what are you seeing in the theater these days?
Well, you know, I like to joke with my kids that the only time I tend to watch movies is when I'm on a plane. So I just watched Dune on a flight to Atlanta.
The second one? Okay, the new one? Yeah.
No, the first one. I'm behind. In terms of binge watching, it just depends on the mood, but right now I'm going through the animated series Rick and Morty, because my son told me about it and he said it was really great. So I'm watching that and getting to share some lines with him as I see episodes.
That is the best. My son was into Mordecai and Rigby. I'm trying to think of the name of the show. But just all the lines are still in my head. You know, he's 23 now. We still go back and forth with him. So those are
to circle back to your earlier Simpsons comment, because I was a big Simpsons fan, you know, for maybe through the late 90s, let's say.
Yeah.
I love those kind of smart animated shows like BoJack Horseman or, you know, something like that. Yeah.
Well, The Simpsons, it's so great. Last night on the show, we were talking about 7-Eleven has, now they have a Big Bite hot dog flavored seltzer water. And I'm like,
okay,
this is really happening. Like, I remember The Simpsons 20 years ago, and Bart was watching TV and there was a commercial on and Harry Shearer's voice could be heard in the background. He said, "Finally, the great taste of Worcestershire sauce in a soft drink." We're there. Like, that's not even, their parody was 20 years ahead of time. But, well, that's great. Keep up the great work there, Dr. Nick. We hope your event is a success this weekend, and maybe hopefully we could put a few more butts in the seats for you if people are listening. I'd love it.
Thanks so much, Pete. It's nice to chat with you.
You bet. Have a great night. Thank you. That's Dr. Nick Phillips from UW-Eau Claire. He's the chair of the Department of Theater, Arts, and Music and a professor of the piano. And they are having a great event this weekend. If you're in the area, it's called the Viennese Ball. And it is their almost 50th anniversary. I did not see that when I was reading about it, but it's a two-night event. There are tickets available. Google it and check it out. And go be formal, folks. We can't wear flip-flops. Conrad's wearing shorts, for God's sakes, and it's 30 degrees out.
No, I'm wearing jeans tonight, all right?
What do we have to do to get you in a tux?
One of my friends has a wedding coming up. I'll be in something nice there.
You gotta get a shorts tux. I meant to ask Dr. Nick where he would streak if he had to, but that's probably not a good question to ask him right before they have this formal event, you know. Okay, so in a few minutes, Mike Clemens will be here. Next, we are going to talk. We got a very funny clip that we found from Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Conrad found this clip for the short term. What is it called? The short term theater.
Yeah.
All right. It's very funny. You're not going to want to miss this. Mike Clemens at 8:05 and the very funny Greg Bach. It's my birthday and I can't talk. Greg Bach joins us at 8:35. We'll be right back with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network believe awareness can make a difference during any season or any storm. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
We're springing into what's typically severe weather season. After some big swings with tornadoes and fire dangers during the winter, this is a good time to remind you to review your safety plan and show it off as a part of a Safe Place Selfie Day. First, what are your local weather worries? Tornadoes, flooding, wildfires? Second, where is your safe place from any of those weather hazards? Your basement or a shelter? Now, go take a selfie in one of your safe locations. Post it to social media, including hashtag Safe Place Selfie Day on Wednesday, April 3rd. It's a fun way to emphasize the seriousness of being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's so funny, like, I wasn't even going to mention it's my birthday. Like, I'm not one of those guys. But since Conrad brought it up on the air, now I feel like I'm talking about it incessantly. I feel like Michael Scott in The Office. He was trying to get everybody to know it was his birthday, and he's standing in the break room with a box of donuts. People walk in, oh, someone bought donuts for my birthday, and he brought them. It's just so pathetic. Now I feel, that's how I feel. Okay, so we got some great texts. Our question tonight, we have a threefold question. What is the best venue to streak? Where would you streak? Or where would you want to see a streaker if you had to? What is your favorite Vince Vaughn movie? It's Vince Vaughn's birthday today, too. And who do you share a birthday with? You can share any or all three of those with us on the text line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We got some more texts here. This is from Conrad's mom checking in. All right, Paula, great to have you. From the 920, Paula says, Wedding Crashers is funny. Didn't really know any of the actors with February 3rd. Oh, your mom's birthday is February 3rd, Conrad?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's got to be. You send her a link.
I looked it up
okay.
Over the break.
Who does your mom share a birthday with?
And there's not a lot of people that.
Okay.
There is one.
It'd be funny if your mom was like the most famous person who had a birthday on February 3rd.
It is right there, my mom's name. Well, it looks like you are the most famous
Paula Krieger. And then Conrad's dad weighed in. All right, Steve says, I'm fortunate enough to share the same birthday as Huey Lewis. Oh, that's a great one. July 5th. Looking forward to seeing Vince Vaughn's upcoming TV series, Bad Monkey, book based on the Florida Keys, where he lived on Big Pine Key. And also, one of the episodes was filmed at one of my accounts I sell food to, the Half Shell Raw Bar in Key West. Is that what got your parents down there?
My dad did the same kind of work in Wisconsin, and he transferred down there. So
man, that was a sweet move.
I think they liked it.
Yeah, and I'm guessing if you like Huey Lewis and you share that birthday, you probably maybe saw him at Summerfest. I remember Huey Lewis was always at Summerfest right around July 4th because I had friends that went to see him religiously. And I think I talked about this on the show before. I actually opened for him in Myrtle Beach. I did like 30 minutes of stand-up comedy. And nobody had like heard from Huey Lewis in like 10 years when I did this. But Hootie and the Blowfish were everywhere. So the whole time I'm introducing Huey Lewis in the news, I'm saying, don't say Hootie, don't say Hootie, don't say Hootie. And I almost did. I got so deep inside my own head, and I would have been ashamed of myself because I still like Huey Lewis in the news. There's something about the power of love is such a great song. Conrad, take a memo. Okay. We got to find that song. Power sure. of Love, Huey Lewis in the news. Love that song. Great texts, Paula and Steve. So it is Vince Vaughn's birthday. And Conrad found this very funny clip of an SNL get when he was he the guest host, I assume?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I believe. Yeah, because he wasn't, I don't think he was ever a cast member. Yeah.
So this is Vince Vaughn, and he's teaching an acting class.
Well, it was Bill Hader.
Oh, Bill Hader was the
teacher. Yeah, he was. And Vince was one of the people who was performing.
He was taking the class, and none of the actors can remember anything. It's all short-term memory issues. Okay, go ahead.
Tonight, our actors will be performing a scene from Tom Lazar's 1959 play, Howl of the Landlord. Our actors, the STML players, have all been diagnosed with acute short-term memory loss. But through hard work and my revolutionary therapeutic technique, they have been able to overcome this hurdle. Rocco, you're home.
Rocco, you're home.
No work yet. This city's a damn brick wall.
No work yet. This city's a damn brick wall.
Rocco, you're home.
No, you said that. You said that already. Sizzling.
And what's my line?
Ain't nobody gonna give a lug like me a job. Bertha, we gotta move.
Ain't nobody. I'm sorry, just one more time.
Nobody gonna give a lug like me a job. Bertha.
Right. Bertha, we gotta move.
I don't wanna move.
And I say that?
Yes.
I don't wanna move.
Enter landlord. Now, go. Something.
Oh, yeah. Something smells good.
Great.
Okay. I'm here now. Now, what do I do?
Look at him angrily and say, What are you just gonna walk in here?
What, did you just walk in here?
No, it's supposed to be just Teddy.
That's great. What year was that? I don't remember. Like, everyone is so down on Saturday Night Live all the time. I will admit, I'm not a regular viewer, but the last skit I saw on Saturday Night Live was Sydney Sweeney is the Hooters waitress. And it was so stupid. Like,
yeah.
It was funnier when I read about it. I'm like, somebody went to the ATM and tipped her $35,000 because she's so pretty. Okay. But when I watched it, I got to check this out. When I watched it, it was so bad. But they still crush it once in a while. Like, what year was this?
I think that it said it was 14 years ago. I think it was early
2010-ish.
I think it might have been earlier than that, actually.
Bill Hader is so funny.
So great.
He when he plays Shepard Smith from Fox News, he's hilarious. I love him in what's the show he's on? I'm totally blanking. It's not Dexter, but he is a killer.
Oh, it's oh man, I just had it on the
go to the Google. Google. Someone Googling something makes great radio. Barry, that's it.
Yes. I was going to say Bill.
No. And he's great. He's really good. The guy's hilarious. And he's a really solid actor, too. I have to go back to Barry. I only watched the first episode. Hey, I'm going to be on The Devil's Advocate tomorrow with Mike Crute at 3:30 tomorrow, folks. If you're listening in the afternoon, we'll be talking movies and TV. Always fun to talk to Mike. It'll be a holdover until Dom gets there. So join us tomorrow. When we come back, coming up next, Mike Clemens Sports will be here talking Bucks, Marquette, Packers. You won't want to miss it. That's on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio, we'll talk Sweet 16 tournament action with Dan Schumacher and cover Thursday's season opener for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.